think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batson with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and before that, many years in Hong Kong for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. We have headlines following the successful, festive, transparent, nonviolent election in Taiwan over these last days, continuing the authority of the DPP, the Democratic People's Party, in the face of what was threats after threats by the mainland. We now have this. Delayed U.S. weapons raise Taiwan's vulnerability to invasion. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting. And then Newsweek, U.S. ally in feud with China makes rare gesture backing Taiwan. The good news is that President Ferdinand Marcos was once skewered by China, and now the president of the Philippines is supporting the election, this successful election in Taiwan. And that's important because Philippines are also threatened by the People's Republic of China. I'll hesitate there because what goes on in Asia is not one simple story. These are competing allies, competing frenemies of each other. Mary, the success in Taiwan was not surprising. The polls indicated that DPP was going to be successful. The threats from the mainland have continued before and now afterwards. Is it significant that there is reason to believe that other states in the region are bolstered by Taiwan's success? Does this carry on to other countries as they look for governance?
Well, I think calling Taiwan's election a success and focusing on the choices of the Taiwanese people is very important because they have only really enjoyed full democratization since the late 1990s. So what they've achieved is just absolutely remarkable. Three times the per capita income of communist China, incredible innovation, force for good in the world. So we should really cheer that and recognize it for the astounding success that it is. As far as the neighbors of Taiwan, you mentioned the Philippines, but I'd also highlight Japan. They have fully awoken to the threat from communist China. And it is notable that they are throwing their support fully behind Taipei and making public statements to that effect. I'd point your listeners to the statements of Taro Aso, a former very high-ranking Japanese official coming from a prominent family in Japan. He has said outright that Tokyo would deploy submarines and other naval vessels to support Taiwan in the event of an attack. That's significant. Japan is a treaty ally of the United States. The Philippines is a treaty ally of the United States. That means we're committed to come to their defense if they were drawn into a conflict here or if they entered the conflict. So it is a significant step forward for Taiwan's democracy. It's an important vote of support, but also of alarm from Taiwan's neighbors. That they're not only in their rhetoric supporting them, but they're also taking action to support Taiwan. The U.S. sent a delegation to Taipei, but so did Japan, which got very little notice over here in the United States. So it's an evolving situation, but it's also a very dangerous one, not because of anything Taipei has done, but because of the continuing threats from communist China.
We have about a minute, Mary. Was this a setback for Xi Jinping?
Yeah, every Democratic vote in Taiwan is a setback because it demonstrates that ethnic Chinese people and native Taiwanese people, they don't need a communist party to thrive. And in fact, as I mentioned, you know, three times the per capita income of communist China. In fact, they've done much better than China has done given their system. So it's a huge rebuke not just to Xi Jinping, but to the idea that somehow a Confucian society needs a dictator to run. That's obviously absurd, but it's just even more obvious when you see these results and the peaceful way that the Taiwanese deal with their conflicts. And look, this is a very mature democracy in a short amount of time, John. The voters split power between the executive and the legislative branches. They rebuked the ruling DPP party in the legislative elections. They gave the KMT a slight majority, much like American voters do when they tire of one party or the other occupying the executive branch for too long. So kudos to the Taiwanese. Long may they prosper. And hopefully someday the people living under the thumb of the communists in China will enjoy the same basic freedoms and opportunities for themselves, their children, and their grandchildren.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, many years in Hong Kong, observing the People's Republic of China before it crushed Hong Kong. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.